Welcome to Give 'em the Boot. This is an hour of Italian folk music with Linda Bull, your host every Tuesday from 1 till 2 here on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. Thanks very much, Osvaldo, for the intro. That's a great show that Osvaldo does every week before mine. It's always interesting to hear what stuff's been playing. And today I am going to introduce an instrumental show, actually. It's been a while that I've been wanting to do a whole show of instrumentals, and there's definitely no lack of material in the Italian folk tradition. In fact, I guess probably that would be one of the biggest categories for vocal music would be one, and, instrumental music. There's lots of dances in particular that are played on a lot of traditional instruments. I won't be strictly playing, sort of old-fashioned traditional folk music today, but I'll also be featuring a number of guitarists. First up, starting with a Northern Italian artist, Luca Arzioli, who is sort of a little bit more in the classical realm, I guess, but I thought it would be a nice change to hear a little bit of guitar music. I'm going to follow up that with some more music from a great album, Italian Fingerstyle Guitar by Franco Morone, and finish off that set with some a song by Beppe Gambetta, who is a great guitarist from Genoa, Italy, and also happens to be the father of Filippo Gambetta, who is the theme artist. We always play at the beginning of the show. I'm always playing La Lumaca Equilibrista, which is a great little track from Filippo's album Pria Goyea. And la lumaca is the Italian word for snail. And equilibrista is sort of like balancing. So it's a story about a snail that's balancing on a blade of grass. And he falls off and lands on his shell face up, or, well, body up, I guess. You know, I don't know if snails really have faces. But anyway, and he's looking up at the sky wondering what happened. So let's start off the show here with a track called Piccolo Valse, which means Little Waltz, from an album from many years ago by Luca Artioli called Concerto.
Thank you.
Beppe Gambetta from Slade Stomp. That's the Hunterdon Bolero, which Beppe actually wrote for his fellow musicians known as Men of Steel. And they happen to be Dan Crary, Don Ross, and Tony McManus, two of whom live in Canada. Don Ross, of course, famous Canadian guitarist. Tony McManus is a Scottish guitarist who is now married to a Canadian woman and lives in, I think, near Toronto. It's good to have so many great musicians locally now. And if you haven't had a chance to catch up with Men of Steel, they often play in Vancouver at the Capilano College Theatre from time to time in conjunction with the Rogue Folk Club and Capilano College. So that was Hunterdon Bolero. And Franco Morrone before that was a trio of tunes. The titles are Calderai, Bigordino, and Giga from his album Italian Fingerstyle Guitar. And he describes that these familiar tunes are from the repertoire of the Emilian band La Piva del Carner. And Calderai is a carnival dance from the Parma area. Bigordino is a 19th century dance of French origin, but possibly a reference to the local dialect, which Bigord, which is also likely. And Giga is a jig coming from the Apennines near Piacenza, and he's arranged that in a minor key. So really nice trio of tunes there, and he gives all the tunings for his guitar in the CD booklet, and in this one was actually tuned at D-A-D-E-A-D. Of interesting tuning. Often he does do tunings in Dadgad throughout this album. It's called Italian Fingerstyle Guitar, Popular Songs and Traditional Dances. Okay, you're listening to Give 'em the Boot. Benvenuti a tutti a Give 'em the Boot. Io sono Linda Bull. Per un'ora, dall'una alle due, ogni martedì potete ascoltare un po' di musica folk italiana. Oggi vorrei farvi sentire tutti strumentali. Perché ho sempre voluto fare un'intera ora di canzoni senza parole. Quindi oggi abbiamo iniziato con tre pezzi per chitarra e vorrei continuare con questo tema e introdurvi ad un chitarrista che adesso vive a Londra, però è di origine italiano, infatti è italiano, è della costa adriatica, si chiama Antonio Forcione. È da un suo disco dell'anno scorso, insieme al famoso bassista jazz Charlie Hayden, viene questo brano che si chiama If, dal disco Heart Play. Thank you.
Would you like to help students improve their standings in math and English on provincial exams? Would you like to improve your own skills for teaching and leadership? Do you plan on entering the PDP program or law enforcement, youth work, BSW, or medicine? Volunteer as a tutor in an innovative program at QE Secondary School in Surrey in this midweek after-school program. In its 12th year, it has proven to be a rewarding experience for students and volunteer tutors. Contact Ms. Bond at 604-581-3476, 604-581-3476, or email bond_ats@hotmail.com.
Welcome back to Give 'em the Boot, and this is an hour of instrumental music today. I am playing a range of instrumentals from lesser-known guitarists to more well-known Italian folk groups, and I just did a set there with a couple of tracks by Antonio Forcione. One is from an album of duos with the fantastic jazz bassist Charlie Hayden, who some of you may know, a very well-known American jazz bass player. And the album is called Heart Play. It was released last year, and it's a wonderful selection of music, original music by both Antonio and Charlie. And it's just double bass and guitar, and it's just a lovely album. And that track was called If. And then from Antonio Forcione Quartet, which is an album in concert live in Tunbridge Wells, I believe, also recorded last year. And that album, the track I played was Tears of Joy. It's an Antonio Forcione original. And the Antonio Forcione Quartet are an interesting makeup. They have a cellist, a double bassist, who also plays many different wind instruments, all types of African flutes and other things, and a world percussionist. I think he might be from Jamaica. He's fantastic, plays all sorts of percussion, and it's a really interesting world fusion. And, of course, Antonio Forcione on guitar, who is an Italian native, but been living in the UK for many years. And the last track I played was Enrico Negro, who is a Piemontese guitarist whose guitar appears on many Northern Italian bands' CDs. And his... this track was called Moodish Picante, and it's from a catalogue of folk music released by the Folk Club Ethno Swanee label from last year. All right, everyone, you're listening to Give 'em the Boot. It's CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. I'm Linda Bull, your host, and I wanted to just mention a few events that are happening if you're into Italian things. That's probably why you'd be listening to the program. And I wanted to mention that Saturday, May 5th, which is this Saturday, the Italian Choir of British Columbia are having their annual banquet and dance, which is their 31st annual fundraiser. And it's going to be on at the Italian Cultural Centre, which is 3075 Slocan Street. The tickets are available from Franco Orso at 604-882-1074. That's 604-882-1074. If you want to get tickets for the Italian Choir of British Columbia's annual banquet and dance this Saturday, doors opening at 5:30, dinner at 6:30 in the main hall of the Italian Cultural Centre. And also on Monday evening, and a continuation of the fantastic Totò cinema series, an evening at the cinema tribute to Totò. The film is called Destination Pievarolo from 1955, directed by Domenico Paolella, and it's in Italian with English subtitles, presented by the Istituto Italiano di Cultura in collaboration with the Italian Cultural Centre. And it is in the Trattoria at 7:30 p.m. and the best thing about the cinema series that goes on there is that it's always free. Okay, would like to continue. I've got a pizzica tarantina from Neapolitan musician Antonello Paliotti, and some music from Riccardo Tesi, and also another track from Filippo Gambetta. I'll be back more to tell you about those tracks afterwards.
Thank you. Thank you.
A beautiful song called Stephanie, written by the guitarist from Filippo Gambetta's group Claudio De Angeli. I don't know if anyone out there got a chance to see Filippo Gambetta. The year before last, he played with Claudio and a flute player as well at the Vancouver Folk Music Festival. I also got to see them playing live on CBC outside the Vancouver Library that same week. It was a wonderful concert, really special. Musician Filippo Gambetta plays the organetto or the melodeon, and son of Beppe Gambetta, a very well-known guitarist. And Filippo has a number of albums out. This was his first album called Stria, and it also features Mariana Carli on cello and Francesco Danini on violin and Claudio De Angeli on guitar. It's from 2002, and it was on the Felme label, I believe. And if you've not heard the title theme song that I play every week, it's also by Filippo Gambetta called La Lumaca Equilibrista, and that's from his second album, Pria Goyaya. I really highly recommend both those albums. Before that, we heard actually Filippo's one of Filippo's melodeon teachers, Riccardo Tesi, a very famous melodeon player from Pistoia in central northern Italy. And from his latest album, which he has released in along with Claudio Carbone, who is a fantastic saxophone player, it's an album called Crinali, and I played four little pieces called the Suite di Balli Antichi. And these Balli Antichi, or ancient dances, as they translate, are repertoire which date back before the 15th century, and they're still performed in the Valle del Savena, where they continue to practice such dances. And the most noted interpreters of the last 100 years include the violinisti dell'Acqua Calda, l'Orchestra Vallerino, and other musicians of the Valle del Savena. The four dances were called the Bergamasco, Menaco, Tarscun, and Tresca. And that was Riccardo Tesi on organetto, Claudio Carboni on soprano sax and alto sax, and then a host of other musicians playing percussion, clarinet, guitar, piano, and bass. And Crinali is a beautiful album that's sort of... I think that the story about the album is that it's sort of based around the Apennine Mountains of the Bologna region, and it's sort of a lot of the songs, music... sort of going along with themes to do with the landscape and the people and the music of that area. I started off that set with a track by Antonello Paliotti, who is a Neapolitan guitarist, and from a compilation CD of music released recently called Italia Tre Roots Music Atlas. It was the Pizzica Tarantina. So you're listening to Give 'Em the Boot. It's about just under 10 minutes to go here, Tuesday. And if you're wanting to listen to a little bit of Italian music every Tuesday between 1 and 2, then be sure to listen in. And don't forget, you can also listen to the podcasts, which will be available on CITR's website, which is www.citr.ca. Click on the podcast link, and then you can click on the name of the show that you're interested in listening to the podcasts of, and mine is called Give 'Em the Boot. And you can... I usually download three or four of the most recent podcasts. So if it's not convenient for you to listen in right now, then you can listen another time. Okay, Cordas et Cannas. These are a fantastic group, a personal favorite of mine. They're a Sardinian group, and they really have tried to... establish a really strong link to the Sardinian language, and they do all of their recordings in Sardinian, and particularly in the, let's say, the dialect of their area, which is Olbia, which is on the central eastern coast. The central western coast. And Cordas et Cannas have been around since probably the late 70s, still playing together, and the three main musicians are Francesco, Bruno, and Gesuino. And from an album of a number of years ago called Abba of Bula, which in Sardinian means water up to our necks, more or less. And the song I'm going to play is In the Water, In Sabba.
listen.
Radio is an important means of communicating.